Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-0.com. I am Fugit, and that stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. And today, guys, I have the froggy morning voice, so I apologize for that in advance. I also have the morning bags going on under the eyes, and that's just a matter of the time of day. Okay, it's very early, but it's all good. So once the daily allergy med starts kicking in, that first cup of coffee, that good flax, chia, and hemp oatmeal type of keto mix is working. Boom, it's off to the races, baby. Got people to train. We got some side hustle things to get done as we are charging close to the Christmas season, right? It's here. It's here, and oh dear. Okay, here's what we got today, guys. I want to talk to you the difference about optimism versus delusion, okay? Now, you ever see people that are really, they're talking a big game, you know, they're going to start this business, they're going to, you know, do all these great things, they're going to get promoted, they're going to, you know, they've got like their dream board where, you know, they have all the things they're going to achieve. They're going to buy a mansion. They're going to buy a helicopter. They're going to do all these things. And through just like affirmations, right? And all this stuff, they think that things are going to come into their life, right? The law of attraction. And what's missing in that message, because I remember seeing it like kind of permeate the churches, and a lot of people got, you know, bitter and like disillusioned. And it's not even just churches, but I saw that the positive thinking and stuff like that, you know, just like whether it was in culture, self-help, motivational type books or programs, things like that. And one of the things that I don't think was harped on enough was the action, you know, of getting it done. Knowing that it's going to get messed up at times. If you're not making mistakes, you're not doing enough things. So in my opinion, that kind of a message without some action and some, you know, some sort of education or experience was going to be a recipe for failure or disaster, right? Or disappointment. Maybe disappointment's the best word. So, you know, you have, when you wake up and you've all got something to be thankful for, right? And keeping an optimistic attitude and doing the things you can do, the actions you can take, and controlling the things you can control, you'll be shocked at if you consistently practice this every day, right? Whether it's getting up in the morning and praying or getting up and thinking about what you're grateful for, you know, and believing that, you know, you're going to do your part and eventually, you know, you're going to see good things happen because there's actions and reactions. That's the way it works a lot of the time, right? So if you're not taking the actions and doing the things you can do, like saying, I want, you know, the 6-pack abs, and then you're eating French fries at lunch, you know, and just thinking, oh, I'll burn it off at the gym, or, oh, are you, you know, delusional because you think something's going to change when you're not taking the actions that it takes to build the body that you want? So, you know, especially in this day and age with the internet, we have everything at our hands. You could, if I looked for it, I'm sure I could find a way to build a car. And there's videos and tutorials and things that can help you do that. There's things that you can do to build a website. You can speak a language, everything right there on your phone. It's all right there. It's just a matter of your willingness to take the time to create that action, to take the action that gets it done. So be optimistic. I'm all about keeping a positive mindset, looking on the bright side, even if things are bad. I know a lady who had to have a minor surgery to remove cancer. And she's like, well, you know, I saw people at the hospital that have terminal cancer. She goes, and I felt so blessed. I mean, how many people say that? People wake up with a headache and they think it's the end of the world. And this lady you know, dealing with a minor, very early stage caught cancer was like, felt grateful that it wasn't worse. So, you know, staying optimistic and then doing your part will keep you from the disappointment and being delusional. So just thought I'd drop that little one on you guys. I know it's loaded and I barely scratched the surface, but if anything, I'm not going to have all the answers. I'll never claim to, but I'm bringing a voice to the conversation, and you should bring your voice as well and your thoughts and your experiences, because it all has value. And once you start to humble yourself enough to see that there's other people that have experiences, have knowledge and things that can all add to the conversation, and you yourself are not an island, is when you're going to really start to exponentially grow, not only as a person, but also in every area of your life. So like, share, subscribe, and I'll let my throat drain and do another video later. And I'll look a little more awake, be a little bit more light. So but this hour of the morning, I'm bringing the light to you through this darkness. I don't know what I'm doing. I should be writing Hallmark cards or something. I don't know. But video's all good. Guys, take care. I'll talk to you again soon.